Soon as we wake up in the morning, that's when the voices start. It don't take long before they're gone from your head right to your heart. We got fears about the future, regrets about the past, and stuff we're not sure where it's from, but it's coming on fast. We're all thinking stuff together, but we're feeling all alone. And we're making up this movie, our own motion picture show. When we walk out in the world each day, it's a battle for your mind. Some folks want your money, some folks want your time, and they all want your attention, and they'll get it how they can. God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. 'Cause we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day. And if we don't watch ourselves, it'll take our lives away. It's what we're thinking about. It's what we're thinking about.
All right, welcome back to the show. It's what we're That's my good friend Barry Ebert and his song, It's What We're Thinking About. I love that song, and almost every time I hear it, something pops out at me, and it's that one line in there. We're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day, and if we don't watch ourselves, it'll take our lives away. And that is just so true of all of the media stuff that we take in, all of the negativity. I'm reading a book I just started the other day, and it's probably maybe the fifth author or speaker, or maybe the tenth, that has said the same thing. If you want to take a fast from anything, take a fast from the media. Take a fast from all of it. Don't buy the paper. Don't watch the news. Don't watch CNN, CNBC. Don't watch any of it. Pay no attention to any of it. And in the end, there'll be so much less negative stuff that you will be taking into your body. And make no mistake about it, it affects you. Whether you think it does or not is unimportant. The bottom line is it does, because it can't not affect you, because it's in your head. It is in your thought processes. If you are conversant in all of the negative things that are happening all over this planet, the war in Iraq, Darfur, you name them. If you are conversant in those things, then it has affected you in some way, shape, or form. And an interesting concept was put forth to me the other day, that if you're a bit of a news junkie, and I confess to have been one of those most of my life, if you're a bit of a news junkie, all you really need to do is to just ask your friends what's going on in the world. And since the vast majority are just as tapped in as you have been, somebody will have the answer for you. Somebody will be able to fill you in on exactly what's going on in the world, and you'll never lose track of all that negativity, of all that, quotes, crap that's going on out there. We have a guest with us, Karen Pascal, who is the senior minister at the New Dawn Church in Aurora, Colorado, and we have been talking about her upcoming conference called Touching Greatness that is here in the Denver metro area. I want to repeat again the contact information for that. You can find out more or make reservations by going to www.womenswisdomconference.com. And by the way, that's women's with an E, not an A. It's WOMENS, womenswisdomconference.com. And the phone number you can call alternatively to that is 303-369-1760. That's 303-369-1760. Karen is still with us here, and I wanted to maybe discuss, and she is a senior minister in the philosophy that I follow. I thought maybe we would discuss a little bit about new thought, metaphysics, the science of mind and spirit, and just see where that takes us. And I thought maybe, Karen, would you be interested in starting with discussing The Secret a little bit?
I would love to, because there's a lot going on about The Secret. A lot of people are talking about it, and The Secret, truthfully, is not a secret, because it's an ancient knowing. And
you know what, Karen? I know you can't hear that, but the music's up. This is a very short segment here. We're going to take a break. Hold that thought, because we're going to discuss it as soon as we come back. This is Ken Ludwig. It's What We're Thinking About. We'll talk to you in 3 minutes.
We'll be right back. The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Well, there's some folks thinking scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems. And there's not much time for talking when everybody screams. In every new election, we reach another low. But unless we work together, where do we think we'll go? Well, we
all
used
right,
to have
welcome
crime
back. Welcome back to the show. This is Ken Ludwig, and this is What We're Thinking About. And we are here with our very special guest, Karen Pascal, this morning, who we were just getting started on a little discussion of The Secret. And I cut Karen off because we went to break. And Karen, do you remember that thought?
I remember that thought. I was talking about The Secret really isn't a secret. It's only a secret to the people that haven't heard it yet. But it's really very much an ancient philosophy and belief that, and Jesus taught it. Many of the masters that have walked the planet have taught it, that it is in the believing, or what it is that we believe will happen is what will happen. And Jesus said, ask believing and it shall be given. So The Secret talks about that at a very, very basic level, that if we want something, we have to first believe it, and then we will receive it. So it's ask, believe, and receive. Again, that's on a very superficial level, and they used a lot of materiality examples in that movie. But it's what we were talking about earlier, Ken, and what you were talking about was the actual change of the consciousness. We can't just walk around and say, you know, we're going to be friends with the Middle East. We've got to truly, truly believe it. We've got to take the steps to create it. It's got to be a whole change in a mental outlook. And what happens oftentimes is what you were talking about earlier, the positive thinking is just so superficial that it there's deeper. We can say life is good and go out there and be grumbling at the traffic and be grumbling at taxes and be grumbling at this. So that's really the belief, and that's then going to create more of it. So the secret is just talking about where the focus is. That's what energy will be created, and energy is the creative power and force behind everything that takes place. It's energy that holds atoms and molecules together, that gives us the furniture, etc. So it's where our energy, where our focus goes, energy flows, is a basic message of the secret, but it's more than just materiality.
But you know, it's interesting to me, I don't know that this was a conscious choice that they made, but the using the materiality as the focal point of the movie is certainly the best way to get people's attention.
Because it is.
Especially in this country, because we so respond to our stuff and our things, and if somebody's got a way for us to have more stuff and create more things, wow, we get excited about that. But you are so right on the money about the fact that there is more to it. But I think there's an interesting aspect of that. If people, and let's step back here. Of course, the ask, believe, receive model is very rudimentary, and it's a great launching point from which to start your ability to create your own life. But you and I both know that it works, and it works if you put in the work, if you put in the discipline and the practice to make that how you live your life and not just how you spend 5 minutes in the morning asking, believing, and expecting to receive. It's got to be an overall predominant mental attitude that you have around that kind of stuff. And we know that that works, that it will always work. But I think it's an interesting thought when you stop and look at the focus on materiality in the movie itself, that that's maybe one of the great ways to prove to people that it works. And once again, that's you and I know this, that's how you build a faith in your ability to create your life, and that is by asking, believing, and receiving somewhere along the line and building a faith that you can do that.
You're right. A lot of us that watch The Secret laughed because there's a joke that, oh, please don't tell me they used that parking lot example again. But, but that is what you're saying. That is the most basic. It's a great place to start. And when you actually get that parking place right up front in a crowded parking lot, you go, wow, I can do this. And
you
so you can build on it. But it is a daily practice, because it's not the words as much as it is the emotion behind those words. So if you're saying, I want a parking place, but the emotion is, oh, this is such a crowded parking lot, I'm never going to get a place and I'm going to be late, and then you're not going to get it. So it's the emotion that's really the feelings that are the power behind that. But you're so right. You have to start at a very, very basic level. Anything that we do that is making a change in our lives, whether it be practice a musical, learn a musical instrument, you have to start just in the basic chords before you can move on. And so that's where we start, and then build on that.
I have to ask you the question, as long as you brought it up. Do you get the parking spot?
I get parking spots, yes.
So do I. but you're very funny. I love the fact that you make that reference. Everybody laughs. Oh, please don't tell me they're going to use the parking lot thing again.
Yeah.
But it's the It is the truth. It is the most rudimentary manifestation in our lives. But when you are looking at life with that affirmative intentionality, when you are looking for the good and not looking for what you express there, oh, this is a crowded parking lot and I'll never find a spot. If you are looking for the good, lo and behold, it appears, because it is always there. It is never not there. You're just never looking for it. You're looking for the negative. And if you're looking for the negative, what do you expect to find? It's always interesting to me that people who have that predominant negative mental attitude wonder why they don't have any good happening in their lives. Well, they wouldn't know it if it hit it upside their in the head with a board. I mean, because they just don't know. They're
right.
Looking for the negative.
And they could come up on a parking place and go, that's too small, or it's not close enough. And
right.
And yet it's right there in front of them. But they're seeing the negative, like you said.
And there are so many, the parking places of life go right by them for the exact same reasons. All
right.
The good that they could experience. And God, people don't get it. If you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And it is about the two words that we've touched on here. You said them, I said them. It's about discipline and practice. The first thing you must do is to be disciplined enough to try something different, to step outside that box of comfort that you live in, where you just think the same thoughts, 80% of them that you had yesterday. Unless you decide to have the discipline to move outside of that box and to look at things a little differently, to attempt to change your thinking, and then practice the methods that you learn or that you find or whatever, without the discipline and the practice, you go nowhere, because you just slide right back to where you were, into what I always call your default thinking.
Right. You know, we are, as a human race, acclimated and actually addicted to negative thinking. The majority. That's that collective consciousness or race consciousness that you spoke of. We believe that we are all separate. We believe that we are all in competition. We believe in limits. And so we have that addiction. And any addiction to break that takes great discipline and desire. That, to me, is very important. Do we really desire at a deep enough level to change things, to change ourselves in order to change the life around us? When we're that devoted, then we'll do the practices.
That's a great, great comment, Karen. The desire is huge. And when I talk about discipline, to my way of thinking, discipline is really, desire is included in that. In order to have the discipline, you must have the desire. But that's not right for me to express it that way. The way you express it is much more appropriate. You must have the desire, and that just can't be implied. It's got to be understood, and it has got to be in the forefront. It's got to be exactly what you're after. You've got to state that, whether outright or on paper or just in your mind. You must have the desire to change. At our hearts, I think we all have the desire to be better, to be different, to be a better husband, a better father, a better lover, a better friend, a better employee, a better boss, whatever it is. But too often we look at the overwhelming prospect of changing our lives 180 degrees, and what it's really about is having the desire to change, having the discipline to try, and then having the ability to practice changing a little piece at a time and build a daily practice. Instead of changing your life 180 degrees, change it 1 or 2 degrees a day, and you get to 180 pretty darn quick. And as you're doing it, you are building an entire new persona, an entire new way of thinking, and entire new relationships in your life. And we're going to take a break right here. Karen, I am hoping you will stay with me, because I am loving this conversation. This is Ken Ludwig. This is what we're thinking about. We'll be back in 3 minutes. We'll be right back.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Thinking scarcity, there's not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and there's not much time for talking when everybody screams. In every new election, we reach another low. But unless we work together, where do we think we'll go? Well, we used to have
all right. Welcome back to the show. I so love that song, and I wish we had the capability of changing what part of it we listen to every time we come back from a break. Somewhere along the line, one of the things I will do that I did on the evening show, we will, one Saturday here, I will play that song in its entirety so that you can, and I'll warn you ahead of time, so that you can listen to the words, because the words are so right on the money, and they so express, like I said earlier, they express my thought processes in microcosm in one little song. They express it, and actually it's not a little song. I think it's a great big song. We are talking to our special guest here, Karen Pascal, senior minister at the New Dawn Church in Aurora, Colorado. We were talking about, boy, we were talking about lots of stuff, Karen. I wrote down all kinds of notes here while you were talking, but I lost track of where exactly you were when we split. Do you remember?
You were talking, and we were just we were talking about that change in consciousness and thoughts and missing, you know, being able to look out in the world and really miss all of the beauty and
there you go.
The wonders.
Right. I was there. You mentioned a couple of things when you were talking about, and the one which is so huge that you and I both know is enormous, is the feelings piece. how important it is that you must have the energy of your emotions behind what you are claiming to believe, because if you don't really believe it, and so many of us say things and then negate them with the little voices in our heads, you know, I'm gonna pick a subject. I'm gonna get in fabulous shape, and then the little voice says, "Hey, you can't do that. You haven't got time. You don't really have the incentive to do it, and you don't want to go to the gym every day, and you're not gonna run. And who are you kidding?" And we wind up sliding into the mentality of those little voices, and completely negate the thing that we truly wanted, and our feelings go in the wrong direction.
And those are, you know, one of the things that I loved about The Secret was that they brought in the genie, because there is a genie. You call it whatever you want, power, presence, force, God, it doesn't matter. There is a genie in this universe that does obey our commands. That's The Secret. But the genie obeys the commands of the strongest voice.
Right.
That's the feeling.
That's the one we refer to as your predominant mental attitude.
Right.
If your predominant mental attitude, and that's that positive thinking thing. If your predominant mental attitude is negative, that one or two or three positive thoughts, or even those half a dozen affirmations you do in the morning, is really that Band-Aid on a knife wound. Because your predominant mental attitude is still negative.
Right. Now, the positive thinking and the affirmations don't stop them. You know, some people will say, well, you know, if they're not going to do me any good, then I'm just going to quit.
Thank you for catching me on that one, because you're right.
They help us to shift. And the more we say them, then the more apt we are to believe them. So they are good, but you can't just go around with, you know, this smile on your face while on the inside you're grumbling and you're angry and you're ticked off, and that's not going to work.
Right. And those affirmations are part of that discipline and practice thing and the desire thing we talked about earlier. You have to start somewhere, and anywhere is better than not starting at all.
That's
and
right.
Those affirmations definitely are the things. I always look at affirmations as something that you start out doing them once a day. If you can get yourself to the point where you are then doing them once an hour, the same ones, and you can really do it. I don't care if you do one affirmation a day or if you do 20. If you could do 20 affirmations in the space of 5 minutes every hour. You can do them quietly to yourself while you're sitting at your computer. You can do them in any number of places. You could do them in your car. As opposed to flipping off that guy that just cut you off, do your affirmations, and they will change your life, because you are little by little creating that new neural net I talked about earlier in the show and making for a whole different thought process for yourself.
Right.
So it's all about starting somewhere.
Right. It's chiseling away at what has been, the form that has been, and chiseling away at what is inside. So you've got to do it a little bit at a time, and not stop doing it. You know, if you want that parking space and, you know, you don't get it, you don't stop. You have to be willing to change and willing to fail. A child, you know, a toddler, an infant that wants to walk doesn't give up just because it falls once. I mean, that's not in their consciousness. It's, I'm going to walk, I'm going to do it, and they keep getting up until they learn to walk. And that's the way it is for us. We have to keep doing it until we learn to really change the old patterns, and then keep working on them, because it's
absolutely
so easy to slip back.
That's absolutely the truth. We're going to take a break here. We will be back in 3 minutes. This is Ken Ludwig. This is What We're Thinking About. We'll be back with our good friend Karen Pascal in 3 minutes. Bye.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Well, there's some folks thinking scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems. And there's not much time for talking when everybody screams. In every new election, we reach another low. But unless we work together, where do we think we'll go? Well, we used to have Walter Cronkite for a half hour every day.
Now all right. Welcome back to the show. I'm Ken Ludwig, and this is what we're thinking about. That's one of my favorite lines there. We used to have Walter Cronkite for a half hour every day. And I'm old enough to remember this. I don't know how many people out there are, but I remember distinctly the screen with the little globe in the top left-hand corner spinning around. And in those days, that was high-tech special effects for TV. And that was Walter Cronkite's lead-in. And he was there for a half hour. Originally, people who were around at the beginning of TV would remember this, but originally the news was like 5 minutes. And then it went to 15 minutes, I believe, and then to a half an hour, and now it's like this constant bombardment. But that's another story altogether, and we'll visit that one many, many times in the course of this show because it's one of my favorite things to rag on. But at any rate, I'm talking to my guest here, Karen Pascoe. We're talking about, boy, we're just talking about lots of things. We're talking about all kinds of metaphysical stuff, new thought philosophy. Karen, you mentioned earlier something about us being addicted to our negative thinking. And I remember the line from, or the segment in The Secret when, again, Dr. Joe Dispenza was talking about his definition of addiction is basically anything over which we have no control. And the interesting aspect of life is that the only thing we have absolute total control over is our thinking. But we are addicted, we are so addicted to negative thinking that we lose control over our own thought. We allow it to slide into that thing that I refer to as default, don't we?
Yes. And I think we're, you know, I'm not sure that Dr. Joe meant that, you know, we don't have control. We're addicted to thinking that we don't have control, and that plays out in all areas of our life. And we have control of our thoughts, and that is what is creative. So we have, from that perspective, total control of our environment.
And yet so often we let it just slide away and let other people take the helm.
Absolutely. We give it over, and because we're addicted to helplessness and hopelessness.
And that victimhood state of mind.
Right.
Where we like to be in that place where everyone's patting us on the back saying, "Oh, poor you."
Well, we don't have to take responsibility that way. We don't have to take any responsibility.
Right, there's zero responsibility in victimhood. It's all about the emotional payoff of everybody thinking that we need help or we're down and out or whatever.
There's zero
responsibility there. And victimhood is, I think, that is the end result of negative thinking. And being addicted to negative thinking is that you arrive at victim, whether you want to be there or not, whether you admit it or not, whether you think you're a victim or not, you're still there. And you've arrived at that place until you make the conscious decision to change your thinking around it and to move out of that.
That's right. That's right. And that's true of any addiction. You're there, whether you admit it or not, whether you want to be there or not, you're there, and nothing changes until you take the responsibility to say, yep, that's where I'm at, that's what's going on, and I'm going to change it.
And that's all about that. Creating your life, creating your day the way you want it to be is all about making that choice to move into the looking at life through a different lens, looking at life through that positive lens, through the creative lens, if you will. Because when you see the good, you just kind of create more good through the law of attraction, as opposed to the flip side, which is looking at the negative, then you wonder why you're creating more negative. That's why you slide into that victim thing, because that's all that you are attracting into your life, because it's only what you recognize.
That's right. That's right.
That's become my new favorite word, by the way, is any derivation of the word recognize or recognition is my new favorite word, because it is in the recognition that we are even capable of affecting any change in our lives. But it's also in the recognition that we force ourselves to move forward, because once you have recognized something different, once you have recognized something you want to change in your life or something you want to change in the world, once you recognize, then you absolutely cannot go backwards.
Right.
You can't genuinely go backwards. You can be in denial and stay where you're at, but you really have to move forward or be lying to yourself.
Exactly.
Does that one make sense to you?
It makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense. And, you know, once we shift the consciousness, we can't go back. We can sabotage it, we can stall it out, but we really don't go back.
It's hard to deny that we know something.
It is.
And I think in a lot of ways we do it all the time. It's almost, because that is the responsibility state. That is the place when once you know something and you must move forward, you have to kind of take a little responsibility along that path. You can't go to victim around that particular subject genuinely. You can only go there by lying to yourself.
Right, right. So, and I love the word, you know, like you said, you know, recognize, because it is recognizing. So it is, you know, to be cognizant is to be aware of something, to know the truth about something, have a belief about something. And so we are constantly recognizing. So we are rethinking. We are re-awaring. So it's that practice that we talked about before, that it is a constant. It is an always thing for us to be aware of what is taking place. And if we don't like what we're seeing, then we have to look at ourselves and say, what in my thinking, what in my recognizing, because what we see is what we recognize, and what in me is recognizing that? Is it the anger that that I got from childhood? Is it the resentment or pain that I got from this relationship, or what is it in me that is recognizing over and over and over this same situation in my life? And how can I shift that?
That's very well put. It's so absolutely important. I love, and by the way, I love breaking down words like that. The recognizing, I love that, because it really is about our whole purpose here is about remembering
right.
who we are, and that we are part of the oneness. So anytime we re anything around consciousness, when we're doing that, we are remembering who we truly are, that we are a spiritual being on this human plane. And that's how the consciousness gets raised. That's the only way it gets raised.
That's right. That's actually the mission of New Dawn Church, is to facilitate the remembering of our true spiritual identity of wholeness and goodness in order to live a life of greatness. And our key words are renewing minds, igniting souls, and inspiring dreams. Because it's through the renewing of the mind, changing of the thoughts, that we get excited, we get ignited, that soul in us that does know the truth. You know, no matter how negative we are, there is always moments when that something in us longs for something different. And so when we renew the mind, that part of us gets ignited, becomes a greater flame, and then we're able to have those inspired dreams. So it is in the remembering.
What a great mission statement, what a great explanation of it. And that is truly, it is why we are all on this planet. It is why we are having this experience. It is why we are marching through this human plane. Is for all of those reasons. And
you're
simply
right.
and as some people who are do not believe in our philosophy, or maybe not even get what our philosophy is, some people would have more belief in some more of the traditional religions might get it in this sense, and I mean this in a very broad sense, but it is all about the glory. there, John. We still have Karen with us. All right, are we back? I think we're back. I've got a little fuzz in my ear. I hope you can't hear that out there in the world. But that's the joys of internet radio, is we never quite know when the internet is going to jump up and bite us and kick us off the air. Karen, are you still with me?
I am with you.
There you go. At least you're on the traditional technology and you stuck it out. My technology blew up. But that's okay. It's all good. So we were talking about... I kept right on talking, by the way, because I didn't realize that we were off the air there for a while. I don't know how much talking you continue to do, Karen, but we're talking about basically some of the great metaphysical truths of the universe. We're talking about the oneness and about recognizing that we are all part and parcel of the same thing. You mentioned something earlier in the conversation, Karen, that I didn't want to let go. It was about the competition thing and that we are all, everybody's got to get theirs first, and if you get something, then it's something I can't have, and that we all feel like there's not enough, that there are limitations, and that it's a zero-sum game. I have to get mine first. And I think that that's a huge aspect of why we have such feelings of lack and limitation, why we have such poverty in the world, is because so many of us believe in that zero-sum game. And that race consciousness, that race thought, is the overarching, controlling mindset when it comes to the existence of poverty, the inability or the lack of desire to help those who are least fortunate, to help those who need help. Does that resonate with you at all?
Absolutely it does. It's absolutely correct. We have no limits on this planet. We have plenty of food. We have plenty of energy. We have plenty of everything. It's in the distribution of that plenty that we have the problem. And we go back again to that all comes back to thinking. Exactly what you said. If I give it away, then I won't have it, so I better keep it. And it does not get distributed.
It's interesting to me that in so many areas on this planet, we have the ability to help out those least fortunate with just the smallest amounts of help, the most insignificant amount of dollars, if you will, that are involved. I referenced an article by Jeffrey Sachs last week around a village called Mbola. Excuse me, and I don't remember what country it's in now, but the bottom line was it is his foundation, the foundation that Jeffrey Sachs created, and through the auspices of the UN, that they provided this desperate village with the simplest of things, and it was fertilizer for their farmland, and then some enhanced seed so that they could overcome the effects of drought and depleted soil. And now this village is working on its way to becoming a thriving village, and it cost pennies to help these people out. But when we look at extreme poverty, too often the powers that be look at it and go, oh my God, we can't help those people, it's too extreme, we got to throw too much money at it. Our answer is always throwing money at it, when what we really need to do is just throw some help.
Right. Some teaching. You know, again, to teach that, okay, what we need is some fertilizer here and we'll get the soil. And again, I mean, the soil is ready to bring an abundance to us.
Right.
If we add the correct nutrients, and that's the way with everything. And one of the things that is exciting to me about the Touching Greatness weekend that we're doing is that
we're gonna hang on to that thought, Karen. We're gonna take a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
The It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Well, there's some folks thinking scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and there's not much time for talking when everybody screams. In every new election, we reach another low. But unless we work together, where do we think we'll go? Well, we used to have Walter Cronkite for a half hour every day. Now it's 24/7 Red Alert.
Is not happening in my world, folks. This is not a 24/7 red alert. This is a 24/7 wake up and smell the coffee. It's time to change this world. The only way you're going to change it is with what you're thinking about. And that's what we're going to work on in this show. I hope you have enjoyed our initial program here. I want to thank our very special guest today, Karen Pascal, who is the senior minister of New Dawn Church in Aurora, Colorado. She is having this magnificent Touching Greatness conference on September 21st and 22nd. You can make reservations, find out more information at www.womenswisdomconference.com. That's womenswisdomconference.com. For all you smart men out there, what better place to be than at a womenswisdomconference.com? Go check that out, or you can call 303-369-1760. That's 303-369-1760. Karen, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. I expected to have you on for 20 minutes earlier in the show. You've been on for the entire show. I appreciate all of your insight and wisdom and everything you've had to say to the audience today.
Thank you, Ken. Thanks for having me. It's been fun, and I love talking about all of this stuff. So
I know you do.
Bless you. Have a great day.
You do the same. Will you promise to come back?
I'd be glad to.
Very good. We'll have you on in the not-too-distant future.
All right. Thanks a lot.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
So that is, we're coming to the end here of our very first Saturday morning show of what we're thinking about. I hope you've enjoyed what we have to talk about. I know it's different from what you're used to on a Saturday morning on Republic Broadcasting, but if you had any interest in what we talked about today, let me tell you, it only gets better. If you would like to discuss this kind of stuff with me, oh, by the way, my apologies. We had Paul from Delaware was on the line today, and we did not get to you, Paul. I apologize, and I hope you will call back again in the future, my friend. I know you probably had something really great to share with us, and my fault. We just got caught up in our conversation, and then I got the broken contact with the internet, and that just kind of puts you out in left field there, my friend, and I apologize for that. But if you folks would like to talk to me about more about this positive thinking, not positive thinking, I'm sorry, that's not what it is, more about this affirmative intentionality and how to change your thought processes and grow your thinking into a new area of life, into a new paradigm of thought, then please email me at coachmetosuccess@earthlink.net. That's coachmetosuccess@earthlink.net. I've not mentioned it at all during this show, but I am a professional business coach and personal coach, and I would I'd love to hear your thoughts about our show. I'd love to talk to you about your business enterprises, about your personal life, whatever it is you think you might like to change and be coached on. I would love to I would love to be part of your life in that regard, and to talk to you about what you might need, what you might want to do, what it is that would change your life, would help you to move forward in your existence. I am also available to speak to your business group, your fraternal organization, your professional association. If you're in business where you have a sales force, I'd love to speak to them. I also speak to network marketing groups. Email me at coachmetosuccess@earthlink.net. That's our inaugural show. I will see you here next Saturday morning, same time, which I believe was 10 o'clock. Central Time. We'll see you here then. Until then, I'm Ken Ludwig, and this is what we're thinking about. Have a magnificent weekend.
Some folks want your time, and they all want your attention, and they'll get it how they can. God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. Because we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day. And if we don't watch ourselves, we'll take our lives away.
With recent